Go. You're listening to The Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio, the AV industry's leading podcast network, and I'm your host, Johnny Moda, coming to you live from Orlando, Florida at Infocom 2019 at the Peerless AV booth. We're proud to be here, and we're even prouder of our partnership with Peerless AV for all our podcasts at Infocom 2019. Today, I'm joined by Megan Needler. Hopefully, I said your name correctly.
A+.
We're already there. A++.
Off on the right foot.
LeGrand AV. And thanks. Well, first of all, thank you for taking the time to sit in and speak with us today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to be here. Day two. We are survivors.
Woohoo!
Woo!
For all the people out there who are living under a rock and has never heard of LeGrand or LeGrand AV and all the brands it encompasses, what is LeGrand AV? Who is that? What do you do?
LeGrand AV is all about making amazing AV experiences. So we have market-leading solutions from some of your favorite infrastructure providers in the AV industry. I personally am representing the Middle Atlantic brand today.
Okay.
So we'll talk about the cool stuff in our little quadrant of the LeGrand AV megapolis. But
yes,
we also have Daylight, Chief, Vadio, Cables to Go, Luxol, and Wire Mold.
Wow.
So we have just like snowballed into a full-blown mountain here at the show. It's pretty exciting.
So we're going to turn the show from 10 minutes into like 7 hours.
Yeah, so buckle up, everyone. No.
Strap in. Okay. Well, that's awesome. Now, I imagine you guys have a booth. We talked about it earlier, but you have a booth. And I imagine in Middle Atlantic, since we're going to focus on that portion of LeGrand AV, that you have at least one or two big announcements at the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can we talk about that?
We sure can.
Okay.
Like, and thank God for Infocom, because this is like a hard date for our product and engineering teams to like deliver amazing, cool stuff.
Yeah.
So it also snowballs, and we have two cool new things that we're talking about here at the show. We have Forward. So Forward, we're unveiling at the show. We actually didn't talk about it at all prior. So
wow,
this is the first time we shipped literally from our first items fresh off the tool to the show. I have no pictures or nothing on the website yet about it. It's unveiling here.
Yeah.
And what Forward is a brand new rack rail in our number one AV enclosure, the BGR series.
Okay.
And it actually has a square hole in it. This is hard to do on a podcast. I'm like going to mime a rack rail here on a podcast, but no.
You're doing well.
We're doing this. Okay.
Yes.
So it has a square hole in it. And what the square hole does is it allows for tool-free mounting of accessories. So blank panels, vent panels, laser bars, these things just snap into the rack rail
really?
Now. So instead of
no more screws,
juggling those little rack screws and then needing to reconfigure when you've got servicing to do, you literally can just pop them right back out as easily as they go in. So major labor savings there.
Interesting.
And that's not all. We also have other tool-free accessories as a part of the family. So we have vertical cable management and small device mounting that literally just drop into the different lever lock slots in the BGR series along the side rail.
Yeah.
So same thing with and a light that drops in. I mean, it's just like this whole tool-free story of just like all of those basics that you've got to put into the rack.
Yeah.
These things just pop right in now, like super easily.
So do they not, like once they pop in, they're like locked in? They don't have like any like field adjustment, like thumb screw kind of concept, or is it just snap in lock?
They just snap in and lock. Yeah.
Wow.
So they're on the vertical strips that we offer, and the lighting, there'll be small holes within those where you could secure it with hardware if you had to transfer your rack from your to the job site or something like that. But you don't have to if you're working on the site. Literally gravity is your friend. These things are right there and they're held in. Oh, and the coolest thing, I mean, we had a customer tear up about one of these solutions in the booth yesterday. And I kid you not.
I hope you recorded it.
I did not.
You're
I
like, hold on
it.
1 second.
Please,
grab my phone.
Please don't wipe that tear, ma'am.
Yeah.
I need to get this on Instagram.
Photos, no. Videos.
But no, we have this new small device mounting clamp. So in our universal mounting pattern, which is on all of our lever lock and on these new solutions in the Forward family, there are these oblong holes. And we're leveraging those to put these new plastic Forward tools in there. And it's like a giant zip tie that clamps small devices.
Interesting.
So instead of needing to get those itty bitty screws or try to figure out how to zip tie an HDMI extender to a panel, you can literally just like press these clamps down and you're done. It's like amazing. And we made them bright blue. So in a black rack, you can see what you're doing. If you drop something, you're not fumbling around with your phone as a flashlight. You can find this stuff. You can identify it and be done. So.
And that's in the BGR series?
That's in the BGR series,
nice.
Yes.
Very, very cool. you kind of already mentioned it, but these new labor savings and time saving devices in your racks and such, what does that mean for the AV industry?
We're all about how can you save time, right?
Yeah.
Time is money in this
right.
industry. So you want to be able to get in and get out and provide service to your clients. And so this is great for that initial installation. But you know, Middle Atlantic, we don't just think about that. We think about the servicing side.
Yeah.
So we're all about trying to make it easier. And, you know, there's a lot of shiny objects at this show. And I love the shiny objects, too.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's these little installation helpers that end up solving these huge pain points in the reality of the applications we work in day to day.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. What's the booth number?
2500, and that's where you can see Forward. So that's one of the families that we're launching.
Yeah.
We've been busy in our marketing department. We have another one too.
Okay. What do you got?
RackLink has been expanded. So are you familiar with our RackLink technology? Okay, so we have been in the intelligent PDU business with our RackLink technology for a few years now. We had our first four-way with our RackLink Premium. We launched RackLink Select Series about a year ago, which offers kind of aggregate data. So it'll show you the power draw that's happening within your AV system, but it aggregates it. It logs events, about 10 to 15 events, and it's available in all the cool form factors, compact, horizontal, and vertical.
Cool.
So, but what we're doing is trying to take that to the next level with Premium Plus that's launching here at the show. So this PDU now offers individual outlet level information. So you're not just getting the power draw of everything plugged into the unit. You could actually see what's happening on each individual outlet. So our director of engineering, Scott Lauder, is working with AVIXA on the next generation energy standards. So, you know, AVIXA has all these cool standards committee, and this energy standards committee is trying to figure out, like, how can the integration community do more than just monitor and log events and power, but how can we get it more, a deeper relationship with our clients where we're talking about energy management optimization? So that when we talk about AV as a service, right, which is a buzzword at the show.
Yeah, right.
It's like this is a foundational element to that, is being able to actually help them optimize the energy in their AV system. And so that's one of the really cool things that RackLink with Premium Plus is kind of unlocked with that new product.
I'll have to come down to the booth. Now, there's a lot of people out there that probably are listening because they're at home. They, you know, their company couldn't send them or whatever the case is. Or maybe listening to the show right now and it's a week later after the show and they just didn't make it to the show. And they didn't make it to the grand mega superstore that you have in the middle of the year. Where can we all go to learn more about the product?
Yeah. So, well, Forward, because we're unveiling it at the show, we don't have anything on our site yet. So stay
Not
tuned
yet.
To social media for that.
Okay.
But Premium Plus, our RackLink product, is all available at middleatlantic.com. You can find great information about all the capabilities of our RackLink technology and pick the right hardware that unlocks the feature set that works for you. So that's middleatlantic.com. We're also on LinkedIn, and we have an amazing Twitter following, and that's where you can get the absolute latest, right? So check
And
that
what's
out.
That Twitter handle?
Middle Atlantic, yeah.
Perfect, at Middle Atlantic. Now, how would you say that Middle Atlantic sets themselves apart from all the other AV brands in the world? I mean, like, if I look around the show, there's literally brands everywhere. Not to say that they're similar to you or different or better or worse, but how does Middle Atlantic set themselves apart from the pack?
Well, we really try to embed ourselves with our customers and understand what are the challenges that we're facing today. You know, I was sitting at the Women in AVIXA's breakfast this morning with someone from Disney's Cruise Line talking about what are your challenges on the cruise ships that you're facing and getting to rear access and really just kind of pulling back the layers of what do they deal with on a day-to-day.
Yeah.
She had a brilliant idea. She said, you know, what about, I love that you mark rack rail. But what if we could do that after the rack was finished? So, because I, when I'm maintaining my racks, I tell my guys, here's what's in each RU, but the RUs are covered up. So this is the kind of conversations that we take to heart at Middle Atlantic. That's what drove the innovations that you see in Forward.
Yeah.
Is about listening to real application challenges. You know, it's not sitting on our haunches. We just innovated rack rail, for Christ's sake, in our booth. You know, like, so it's like something that's been around and been a part of the standards.
Yeah.
There's been AV gear, and we're like, let's make it better. And we added this new tool-free hole. Like, that's what you can expect from Middle Atlantic. And then marrying that with Le Grand AV, and we have our lever lock solutions and cheap kiosks.
Yep.
So it's about, now it's an even bigger story, and how can we take some of the cool innovation and knowledge of the AV integration community and bring it across all of these product lines. So it's an exciting story, still unfolding. Our booth keeps getting bigger. We're going to take over the convention center next year.
Very cool. I don't remember if I've already asked you, but for some reason, if they're not here, where can we go to learn more about the company?
MiddleAtlantic.com, LinkedIn and Twitter. Yep.
LinkedIn and Twitter. That pretty much ends my questioning today, unless there's anything else we haven't mentioned about Middle Atlantic you want to talk about?
No, we covered it all. I'm sorry if we missed you guys, but thanks for listening.
All right. Everyone head over to MiddleAtlantic.com or LegrandAV.com.
LegrandAV.com, yeah.
There you go. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Megan. I appreciate your time. That pretty much does it for this episode of the Trade Show Minute. And if you want to listen in to all of our live podcasts or read or watch all of Infocom coverage because you've got that kind of time, do it. Head over to the microsite. It's ravepubs.com/Infocom2019. And for whatever reason, if you're here at the show and you're in Orlando, you want to come by the Peerless AV booth, I will accept prizes or gifts of water, coffee, and or snacks. Everybody, this has been the Trade Show Minute. My name's Johnny Moda. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next episode in about 20 minutes from now. Yeah.